HMS Home Sound. Early history. Hercule was laid down as the 7,339-ton cargo ship Empire Labuan for the Ministry of War Transport, Yard Number 1166, at William Gray and Co. Ltd., West Hartlepool, on November 4, 1943. She was launched on September 5, 1944 and requisitioned by the Admiralty for completion as a component repair ship. She was one of five Moray Firth class repair ships building in British yards, Beely Firth, Killin Sound, Home Sound, Moray Firth and Solway Firth, that were planned as aviation repair ships for deployment with the fleet train of the British Pacific Fleet. She was completed by William Gray and Company Limited in November 1944 and moved up the coast to South Shields 1 to be outfitted with specialist workshops and equipment for the support of British airframes and component types. See end note. Ferry Barracuda, Ferry Firefly, and Supermarine Seafire. Like her sister ships Deer Sound and Killin Sound, the Home Sound carried two large, twin-engine, lighters for ferrying airframes to and from the aircraft carriers or from shore bases. She commissioned as HMS Home Sound, at South Shields, in March 1945, Commander, W. S. Bidges RDRNR in command. She was named for the stretch of water between Bury, Lambholm and mainland Orkney, Scotland. Allocated to the British Pacific Fleet. She remained alongside at South Shields throughout the summer months and did not sail for Australia until November 22, 1945. She called at Gibraltar, Malta, Port Said, Aden, Bombay, Cochin, Colombo, and the Cocos Islands. She crossed the equator on January 26, 1946 and docked in Fremantle on February 9. Another aviation repair ship, HMS Deer Sound, docked in Fremantle the day before, but her stay was short, sailing on the 10th for the UK. The ship was berthed at D Shed, Victoria Quay before moving to No. 8 berth, North Wharf on the 13th. On the 20th she was joined by the Dutch sloop Van Kinsbergen, which was moored alongside. She had moved from F Shed, Victoria Quay to make room for the liner Dominion Monarch. There is no evidence to suggest that Home Sound operated in her capacity as a component repair ship after leaving the UK. On her arrival in Fremantle she was alongside for a fortnight before work began loading stores for the return home. It is assumed that she was deemed no longer needed in her role as a British Pacific Fleet repair ship before leaving Ceylon, and was cleared of air stores and workshop machinery, either in Ceylon or dumped overboard at sea, to make space for cargo for the return voyage. Food for Britain ship. Over 5,000 cases of goods were embarked from the Lord Mayor's Food for Britain Appeal 3. The largest consignment of gift food for Britain dispatched from the port on any one ship. This comprised mostly of tinned meats and fats and was collected through the generosity of the people of Western Australia and the city of Perth. HMS Home Sound sailed for the UK on Sunday, the 3rd of March 1946, retracing her route via Aden and Gibraltar. She reached the UK on April 26, 1946 and docked at Portsmouth. Disposal. After unloading her cargo of food, the ship was decommissioned and laid up at Bowness, on the Firth of Forth by the summer of 1946. And put up for disposal she was sold in 1949 to Aviation and Shipping Limited, reconverted to a cargo ship. Bandry named Avisby, under the management of Purvis Shipping Co. Ltd., London. Sold in 1950 to Elder Dempster Lines, Liverpool and renamed Bra. Sold in 1959 to Atlantska Plovidba, Yugoslavia and renamed Naprijed. arrived at Split for scrapping on the 13th of May 1969. End note. Records are sketchy for HMS Deer Sound and the five Moray Firth class repair ships built for the Fleet Air Arm. However, there were two distinct types: component repair and engine repair. It is highly probable that these ships specialized in either British or American types. What evidence exists suggests the following assignments: Deer Sound, component, Home Sound, component British airframes and component types, Killin Sound, component, Beely Firth, engine, British inline engines, Moray Firth, engine, Solway Firth, engine. See Admiralty Fleet Order 7521, 1945. Complement amendments, dated the 27th of December 1945, which states: HM ships Beely Firth, Moray Firth and Solway Firth as aircraft engine repair ships, Admiralty Letter N.1574344 of 5th of July, 1944. HMS Deer Sound as aircraft component repair ship, Admiralty Letter N.2983743 of 7th of March, 1944. HMS Home Sound as aircraft component repair ship, Admiralty Letter N.3270644 of the 8th of January 1945. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.